The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sorry, guys, we're a little late. I had some technical difficulties, and we've been trying to corral an onside kick, which we've been doing. I think we're live and we're going, and thanks for your patience. Let me close this out.
Yeah, we're clicking on all cylinders tonight, like the Falcons.
That's how we do. All right, we want gallery view. We're doing all the things. All right, everybody, we got a lot to talk about. There's a man with a Giants jersey on. It's not Saquon Barkley, right?
No, it's Brandon Jacobs. This is your jersey that you wear.
That's my jersey.
When you go to Giants games with me. But yeah, rest in peace to the Giants season. I hope Saquon gets better, but he's done for the season. And there's no hope. There's no hope.
Good evening, everyone. I called Minneapolis today, and they were bemoaning how awful the Vikings are. I'm like, wait, your team's regular shitty. My team is international water cooler shitty today.
That's true. Yeah, they when they fall apart, it's legendary.
Falcons, are you kidding me? Just jump on the ball. Do you not know the rules? We were just saying, Quinn said... He said they definitely know the rules.
They don't definitely know the rules.
I don't think that's a definite. It's like Princess Bride. It's like that. I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah. I think he's going to be the first coach to get fired. I think if the Falcons lose next week, they should be done with him.
I went through this last year too, and he seems like a good dude. But he's proven over and over again that in the big moments, it's just like. This team is not fully put together. It's time to go.
Yeah. It's definitely easy to focus on the failures of the Falcons, but shout out to Greg the Leg and the Cowboys for that unique take on the onside kick.
That your kicker takes are not welcome right now. We need to give some credit to the kick. That's none of that shit's welcome here in this space right now.
I'm sorry, it has to be said. I've been shouting it from the high heavens for years that they should try something different. These, typical onside kicks, especially now, the way that they're forced to line up, they don't work. So shout out to them for, maybe changing the game. Turns out the secret was to just make sure that your opponent thinks they're watching a fidget spinner.
That kick works exactly once.
Yeah, that's it. That was incredible. I mean, executed to perfection. We've never seen anything like that onside kick ever.
To remove my personal anger and frustration and accept that what you're saying is true. I think you're right.
But no, I'm not trying to diminish your pain and. I understand and acknowledge that.
You're right. There was no tea. It was watermelon. It was spinning. It sort of had this perfect trajectory. And if all 11 of the players on the receiving team are dumb and stand there and stare at it, it works every time.
Yeah, it's not the Cowboys' fault. The Falcons put 11 Gronks on the field.
Are we being insulting to Gronks? No.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we had some cat activity in the background. That's always nice.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably going to spiral out of control, but we'll see.
Are you not in the man cave? Are you upstairs?
I am. I just gave you a different angle because, you know, I'm trying to figure out the best lighting situation down here. Shout out to all the podcast listeners. Can't see this, but yeah, all the big experiment.
Well, tell them what's going on. So we're going to do this live on Monday nights at 7:30, and we'll finish up before the kickoff. So you can use us as a little pregame. If you want to come in live, you can type some comments. You can ask questions. We'll be a little bit interactive. And it'll be a live, real, visceral, gritty experience. And then you can always get it as a regular podcast the way you always do. Anywhere you get podcasts, iTunes, et cetera, after that. So, yeah, I picked the Falcons as my big upset this week. And boy, was I right. I have been upset ever since. Come on. It's just...
It was rough, man. That was rough. And I mean, I texted you and I almost did it because it was so much like the Super Bowl where I was like, I don't want to jinx it, but they were up 20-0.
20-0 in the first quarter.
There's no way that they blow this lead, right? Right.
No, I mean, it's such a cliche now. It's just become so like, and I literally did pick it. In the confidence pool, one of my strategies that I use is to pick one team that's an underdog and put 16 points of confidence on it. Give it the max. Because you're playing against like 35 people and you got to really have an outlier to win the thing in a given week. And I picked almost all favorites otherwise, which is exactly what came in. If the Falcons had won that game, I would have easily won the confidence pool this week. And I felt like a total genius.
Wait, they kept you from winning?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And actually, last week, I was doing really well. I did the same thing and won it because I picked the Cardinals to beat the Niners. No one else picked that. And then all I needed was the Cowboys to win late, and I would have probably had a shot at it then, and they lost. And this time, all I needed was the Cowboys to lose, and somehow they won. Gambling.
Yeah, gambling is a whole nother thing. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of DraftKings, and it'll drive you nuts for sure.
Yeah, I had a couple good DraftKings lineups this week. And
I'm not even doing fantasy. I'm just doing the sports book.
Do you do it live during the game? Are you in that deep?
Yeah, sometimes.
You're in Jersey. You can do what you want. You're in the land of the free up there.
Oh, yeah. I feel every ounce of freedom.
We don't have that here. We're not allowed freedom in Georgia.
I'm just happy we're in the same time zone again.
Yeah, me too. I'll be especially happy Tuesday mornings. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, for sure.
Calling radio at 8:20. 5:20 local.
Awful.
So back to 8:20. That's way better. All right.
But there were some good games, man. The Bills, I liked. Josh Allen is my early season MVP.
I like Josh Allen. Not Russell Wilson? You're going Josh Allen?
Well, I see Russell campaigning already, saying he's definitely the best quarterback in the league, no doubt about it. And that's – I mean, you could make the argument he could have won an MVP already for sure. So I guess that's the narrative now. He deserves it. It's common.
He definitely does. He's amazing.
But, I mean, yeah, as far as fantasy goes, I got Josh Allen. So I'm liking what he's doing, throwing four touchdowns. He had a deep bomb that I caught on red zone.
He's running the ball. He's a scrappy winner type. He's fun to watch. I like him too.
Yeah, I forget who said it. I think I saw this on Twitter somewhere, but, like, somebody said – that the cats are fighting. Somebody said that the reason that
this is a football podcast, Aaron. You're killing our street cred with your cat fights in the background. Well,
this is the kind of bonus content you get if you're at patreon.com/quicksnaps. You get to see a cat dingo fight in the background while I call Daddy broadcasts, right? But the reason that Josh Allen doesn't get more wide acclaim is that once, like, every week there's one or two throws that are comically bad, that circulate. And so people think that he's terrible.
Yeah.
But he's actually really, really good.
I think you're right. I think he's fun. He had a huge fantasy year last year, and he brought a mediocre at best team into contention, and he makes them fun to watch. So good for him. What about Zerline? You're not putting him in the conversation for MVP of the season based on one ridiculous watermelon kick?
He's got to do it twice, and he had a nice assist from the Falcons' ineptitude.
Ugh, this hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry, man. Your team is so disappointing. I guess Vegas was right. We thought they were being disrespectful with the over-under win total, but I guess they were right.
They're 0-2. Although they have played two good teams, and they were in both games. I don't know. Yeah, they're not good. I mean,
so there's some hope left in you.
They're a fun fantasy team because their defense sucks and their offense is great. So, I mean, pile up their fantasy players still. I guess that's the lesson. That's the takeaway. Dan Quinn should be running a Chick-fil-A somewhere because he's a mediocre manager type. Yeah. And he takes Sundays off. Am I right, everybody?
Yeah, I mean, they have one right in the building, so he could stay in the building.
He can stay in the building.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to hand in his passes or anything. He's good.
He's working on Saturdays when they have college football and soccer and stuff going on in there.
Carl is asking about Philip Rivers in the Facebook chat. What about Philip Rivers?
Philip Rivers looked great.
Did he? Wow, that stat line was pretty mediocre. But
I watched that game closely, but they did win it easily against, you know, theoretically a pretty decent team.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Bridger? Just joined the chat, says what's up. Yeah, I guess he got the win. They got the win, Indianapolis. Who did they beat?
Now you stumped me. Was it the Jaguars?
No,
that's this week. How come I'm dumb?
Where do we start?
It's from rooting for the Falcons.
Yeah, your brain's all messed up, man.
I feel like a pet teaches you about death. You know what I mean? Being a Falcons fan teaches you about disappointment.
Yeah, well, you're getting a lot of life lessons then.
No, the Titans beat the Jaguars this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Colts smashed the Vikings. 28-11, but it wasn't that close.
That's a comfortable win, yeah.
I'm looking up the stats now just for fun.
Mostert had an 80-yard run on the opening play against the Jets for the 49ers.
He's going to miss a month.
Yeah, he's out. A lot of injuries, man. I think that's like the biggest highlight. I just saw Sutton for the Broncos towards ACL.
Yeah.
Barkley, we talked about. Bosa.
Yep. McCaffrey's out for a month plus.
McCaffrey's out.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. It sucks.
Safety, tore his Achilles. A lot of people.
It's like an Adele song. A lot of pain. A lot of pain. I want to see the stats for Philip Rivers. We can argue about that. That's always fun.
It was something like 11 for 26 and 179, something like that.
Well, that was very specific for a guess.
It's probably wrong, but I've never seen something like that.
19 of 25 for 214, one touchdown, one pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty pedestrian.
Yeah.
So they just ran the ball 800 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a game manager. That's how he wins.
Yeah.
I guess if that's what you can do. Jonathan Taylor's for real.
Right. Who's the kid for Los Angeles, man? I watched that game on Red Zone quite a bit. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Hibbert? Oh, there's two
Los Angeles teams. You mean Eckler? Austin Eckler?
No, the Chargers quarterback. Did you see him play at all? The rookie?
Oh, that kid. Herbert. He looked good. And he didn't know he's playing till the coin toss.
Yeah, that was bizarre. I guess
no first team reps.
They made it sound like Tyrod Taylor had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, it's probably been clarified now. I don't want to mislead anybody, but as of late last night, there were two different reports. One was ribs, and one was chest pains.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the final analysis on what happened. But the story today is that the coach says as soon as Tyrod's ready, he's the starter. I'm like, what? Did you not watch this game? Your team had life and hope and youth and a vibrant sort of, they were running like crazy. Eckler came alive and the other kid behind Eckler looked good too. And
yeah,
Hunter Henry was getting catches. Like this, the offense seemed to have like an extra beat of life in it. I don't know.
A lot of Falcons jokes going off on the Facebook.
How can they not? Okay. Can I do my Falcons jokes? I have to, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be cathartic for you. So.
You got to do a few. Yeah. Can the Falcons replace Freddie Falcon with Henry Heimlich at this point? Or David Carradine, you know, someone who famously choked at the end? The offense wasn't the problem. The Falcons scored more in Dallas than Patrick Duffy. There's a joke for 800-year-old people. Dallas, anyone? All right, here's the stat that kept rolling around. That I don't know if you saw it, Aaron. The Falcons scored 39 points, had no turnovers.
Yeah,
yeah. 33.
Yeah, yeah.
They started keeping track of turnovers. And since then, if you scored 39 points with no turnovers, those teams went 440-0 until Sunday.
Legendary, man. Legendary. Legendary collapses.
440-0.
So sad, man. So sad. Oh, my
goodness. Dan Quinn is on the hot seat. Why does he still have a seat? He should be standing in an unemployment line.
At the Chick-fil-A register.
Oh. You know, Dan Quinn was also the captain of the Titanic. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
He invented New Coke. Did you know that? He was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. He's had a bad run. He's a Chinese wet market inspector, Dan Quinn. I don't know if you... He had a gender reveal party in California a couple weeks. Betamax, that's Dan Quinn.
It's a disaster.
He designed the Hindenburg, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Last week, he was DeAndre Swift. He convinced Blockbuster not to buy Netflix.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn. Yeah. He told Dukakis to get in the tank for the photo op. He told Roseanne that she should just tweet whatever she's thinking. He canceled Arrested Development. That's Dan Quinn.
Arrested Development started to get bad at the end.
Come on.
It did.
It's better than 97% of the shows that are on.
Sure. Yeah, I was late to it. I watched it on Netflix later. The new seasons were highly, highly unnecessary. They were bad. They were just like, let's get new celebrities in here.
I will grant you that I got over it at some point, but it is a very well done show that should never have been canceled. It definitely has a niche in the world.
Yeah.
You know why there's a hole in the roof at Cowboys Stadium? It's so God can curse his favorite team, the Atlanta Falcons. In my mind's eye, preseason, the Falcons are supposed to be storming through the league at this point. You know, the Falcons have now been downgraded from a hurricane to a predictable depression.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not good.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Did you see the late touchdown from Jets Sam Darnold to Braxton Berrios?
I did, yeah. That sounds like a lacrosse player.
It definitely affected zero fantasy leagues.
Well, some people are thinking Sam could still be the real deal.
All right, talk to me about that. Are you one of those people?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Although, does it happen sometimes that they flounder for an extended period and then they're great?
I mean, can you think of an example?
I'm trying to.
The only person that I could think that's like on that trajectory, maybe a year ahead of Sam, is Josh Rosen, where I don't think he got a fair shot yet.
We don't know yet. Yeah. I mean, he's been on three teams and has just been like hidden from the world.
Yeah, and I'm not saying one way or the other that he's good or bad. I don't know. I haven't really seen him play, but I know that he hasn't really gotten a shot with a decent team around him. I guess
he and Julian Edelman are the only Jews in the league, right?
Julian Edelman and Rosen?
Rosen. Josh Rosen played for some – he even had some, like, Jewish Athlete of the Year scholarship or something.
I didn't know there were two. I mean, I can come up with a token, but if there's two, now it's like – now they're just going to take over. What are we doing?
What about Baker Mayfield? We don't know yet, right?
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. He's a good example, right? He's had a tough – couple
he had a
years.
Great freshman year. He had a terrible sophomore year. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but
yeah. He came in, and Andreas was asking about Tyrod earlier, and I thought that was kind of a parallel with the way that Baker came in, and now what's his name, Herbert?
Yeah, he came
in. It's kind of the same thing. It's like now whatever. Well, I mean, we don't really know what's up with Tyrod. Will he come back? But like, there is that question of, well, what for? And it's the same thing, like. With Baker last year, it was like, well, this guy's the future, and he came in and he was electric and he was just as good as Tyrod. It's like, well, what for?
Yeah,
let's just go. So
it's an easy thing to say on the couch, but there's politics that are happening inside of a locker room, and players are all behind Tyrod perhaps, or there's a lot more to this story than we probably know. Or maybe it's a long-term plan of, we don't want to burn this kid out. We want him to sit and train and learn before we really have him in the fire a lot. It's hard for me to say Herbert, because when I was a kid, there was an Atlanta quarterback, Bobby Hebert.
Yeah.
And he didn't say the T, right? Yeah. Is it spelled the same way?
I think so. I remember Bobby Hebert, yeah.
Herbert's young. He's still got acne. Like, how old is that kid?
He could be Philip Rivers' kid.
I don't know. I'm so glad it's back, and my fantasy teams did well, and I did well in DraftKings, but that Falcons game just hurt my feelings. It was just crazy.
We got to talk about our league real quick.
Yeah, I do.
First of all, I got to put an APB out on Hasselback. Have you heard from Dave at all? I don't know if he's manning his team. Dave, if you're listening, give us a shout out. And this is not a shout at you.
I've actually invited Dave to a couple of things, and he's generally super responsive. I'm actually worried about Dave.
Yeah, is Dave still with us?
I don't know. We have to find Dave.
Yeah, so because
maybe he's in Europe. He goes to Europe sometimes, and he got disconnected from the world.
Yeah, I remember that. So, yeah, I was just kind of wondering if he's still active or not. If he's not, that's fine. Just give us a shout-out, and if you don't want to play or whatever. We had a few people that wanted to get in, but it was too late by the time they emailed us. So I figured if there's no active teams, then we could pick somebody to take over that team from the emails that came in.
I am pounding a newly named team. Andreas left the draft.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. I don't know what's going on with Dre on draft day, but
to the listeners, I'll tell the story. Andreas is watching. He was up at the lake house at a friend's, not even mom's house, at a friend's house near my mom's lake house. And he was playing trivia, and he was indulging in some adult activities. He was having to go in and out of the house and the porch, and he kept getting disconnected. And the feed, so the listeners know, in our draft was just a sea of Andreas left the draft, Andreas left the draft, Andreas left the draft. One comment, so-and-so got drafted, Andreas left the draft, Andreas left. It was like hundreds of alerts to the league that Andreas has left the draft. Andy Merriman was hilarious. He goes, "Hey, Andreas, stay a while."
Yeah, take off your jacket. okay. So just real quick, what to watch tonight. It looks like you're going to win. Here's what I got going on tonight. The Saints are playing the Raiders.
It's going to be a fun game.
I got a 16-point lead. Quinn, who I'm playing, has Emmanuel Sanders, who could probably have a big game with Michael Thomas out.
No Michael Thomas. It's him and Kamara. and Cook.
And I
am Smith pulling fantasy names out of my ass.
I'm starting one Taysom Hill at tight end tonight.
What? Are you just trying to make me mad?
Kind of.
I can't believe that's true.
It's true.
Now, I have so many complaints about this. First of all, they count him as a tight end?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first play from scrimmage in the first game, he caught a pass.
I know, but he could throw a touchdown. He could run a touchdown. He could return a punt or whatever. I mean, he's not a tight end.
Theoretically, anybody could do those things. Got to put him somewhere.
Does his productivity merit starting on your fantasy team?
I don't know, man. I mean, I messed up. It could definitely come back to bite me. I should have started I picked up the Dallas tight end since their number one guy went down.
He had a huge night.
And I didn't start him, but I guess maybe I got him for the rest of the season, so that's good. But we'll see. I'm just hoping that Taysom gets like 6 points and that's enough, you know?
A couple of years ago, we had a thing where Jalen Samuels, the backup running back for the Steelers, was designated as a tight end on Yahoo. And then when they had a couple of big key injuries, he was basically the workhorse running back. So he was getting full running back, like 120-yard games and a touchdown or two, and he was a tight end.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
That's the only thing even close to this that I can think of is a weird, like, fantasy designation. But if he gets, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, he could get that weird, we're at the two and we do a wildcat and he runs it in. I mean, you never know with this guy.
That's what I'm hoping for, so we'll see.
Taking Drew Brees out of the lineup is disrespectful! He's one of the great quarterbacks in the history of humanity. Yeah, we got this other little switchblade player we want to put in for no reason for two plays.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, what you hope for as a Taysom Hill fantasy owner is that Breeze gets hurt and that, you know, now your tight end is your quarterback. Automatic 20 points, right?
No, because Jameis Winston is sitting there. Why would you play Taysom Hill?
Because Jameis Winston can't slide into my tight end slot.
How does that team have Jameis Winston? Why do all these NFL teams let these quarterbacks just like flounder around and not get on a team? Why is Cam Newton available for $1?
Yes, that's where I wanted you to go.
For $1 to the scariest franchise in the history of the NFL.
And did he look awesome? And he was like it would have been a great effort by Edelman to make that catch that went through his hands, but he was one throw away from making that
game. I mean,
comeback, man.
That team is fun. I mean, I have to say, I don't like them, but they're interesting to watch. And they almost beat the Seahawks, which I think they're on their path to a Super Bowl this year. And the Patriots hung with them and were literally down to one play, 2 yards, 3 seconds, whatever it was. And they were like, you know, Cam Newton's body length away from winning that game.
Yeah.
I hate that they have Cam Newton. It's not fair. And he's so cheap. They're spending all their money everywhere else. And
yeah, we would like to see the Patriots flounder for at least a couple of years, right?
Well, so far the jury's out, right? In week one, we had Tom Brady lost, Patriots win. So that means Tom Brady is a system quarterback. And this week, Patriots lost, Brady won. And that means Belichick was just riding Brady's coattails. So
Yeah.
The narrative. So far it's a tie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm glad it's all back. There's so many cool stories. And a week from today is epic. Kansas City goes to Baltimore, I believe.
Okay.
That's the Ravens are favored in Vegas right now.
Ravens are. Okay.
How about that?
Well, you know, they haven't faced Herbert yet, so they haven't been exposed the way that Kansas City was. No, that was a great comeback by the Chiefs. They were getting handled the whole game, and then to come back. I think I saw a stat that Mahomes is like 6-0, or the Chiefs are 6-0 in games where they've been down by 10 or more, like since Mahomes has been the starter.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty impressive. They just cannot be stopped. That's an offensive juggernaut, even if, you know, they are handled for a good portion of the game. They could turn it on any second.
I mean, they're literally one, you know, they all they need is for their defense not to suck, and they're great. I mean,
yeah,
they're in a great spot. They're fun to watch. I wish my stupid team would spend some money on defense. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. You got 11 or 12 starters on offense?
Yeah, I remember when Andreas was saying that that's going to be a cool
stat. Actually, I think it's all 11 starters. Our former first round picks.
Who cares?
How many first round picks do they have on defense? Is it zero?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How many first round picks you have? What are they doing?
I want a new coach. I want a new shot at everything with these same players. Yeah. That's what I want. I don't think that's too much to ask.
I think next week you might get your wish. He's not getting on the plane.
He shouldn't.
Who do they play next week? No. Who do they play?
I don't know. You know. No, I'll look it up. I'll race you. This is good radio.
See if I can get there first.
I'm not even on the right page. You get there first.
They got the Bears. They better win that.
Oh, the Bears. Come on.
But the Bears are 2-0.
2-0.
They beat my Giants, and then I think they beat some other scrub team.
You beat the Giants without Saquon. That's not even fair. That was your only shining light. And Shepard's been out, too. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, they're all banged up, man. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen this year.
It's just the extended preseason for the quarterback to get used to everything this year. That's what's happening?
I guess so, yeah.
It sucks. Would you tank if you could tank? Can you tank in the NFL? I don't think you can. Even when you try to tank, all the players are still trying to win and the coaches are trying to win, right?
It's a weird year, so who knows, man?
There's a really stunningly good prospect sitting there waiting to be picked first this time, right?
Oh, yeah? Who's that? Who's the consensus pick?
He looks like he's on the cover of a Harlequin romance novel.
Who's this?
The Clemson kid. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, with the long hair.
Flowing blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. Is he good? Yeah.
I don't know
either, man. I just wish our teams could be good, like, at the same time. That's never happened since we've been doing this show, you know? It's like, I think when we started, the Giants were just starting to be disastrous, and then the Falcons were on the come up, and now it's like the Falcons are, like, here and the Giants.
There was one fleeting moment where I felt bad because my team was good and your team was bad.
Yeah.
It was fleeting, man. It didn't last long.
Yeah, I mean, I had a recent Super Bowl to fall back on, but now there's some distance between it and there's no results since then, you know?
Still, though, it will stick with me for the rest of my sports days. Being with you and your brother and some of your old school buddies and tailgating a Giants game, and you guys were debating your favorite Giants moments of all. And you had all these Super Bowl memories to pick and choose from. And I'm sitting there, my Falcons heart and my beer in my hand, all sad and mopey. Like, I got nothing.
Little did you know, your best memory was still to come. It's not your favorite. It's not your favorite. But it's probably the best and the most popular.
Remember that time my team was in the Super Bowl and their top defensive player like went out and got a hooker the night before? And
I mean, do you understand? You do. Remember, you understand. I don't need to be posing this question, and we should move.
Remember
on.
When we got our asses kicked by John Elway in his prime? Remember when we had to play Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and remember that time we became the standard of when everything goes wrong in life? Remember that game? That was fun.
You guys invented a pretty great dance, though. Everybody wants to do the Dirty Bird. Still, Dirty Bird.
You talking about the Dion dance? That's a good one too. If we're picking dances.
I mean, I saw Dion's introduction as the head coach. Was it Jackson State? I think.
Yeah.
I watched this today. Did you see this monstrosity?
No.
I mean, I know Dion is extra, but I mean, in a COVID climate, to have a marching band introduce you where it's not just drums, where people are wearing masks, it's flutes and tubas spraying shit all over the place.
I did not see this.
It's this entourage, and then he gets out of this Cadillac that's sponsored by some local dealer, all shiny, and now everybody's wearing masks. But it's like, what do we need this marching band for? Why are you people spitting all over the place?
You can't hire a zebra and ask him not to have about to wear stripes.
I understand. You know, I know. And that's why I put it all on Dion, because you got to show some restraint, my man.
You can't go, hey, we didn't ask for stripes on this zebra that we brought in here. What the fuck?
I know.
Yeah, it's Dion. That's how he does.
It's kickoff time, apparently.
Okay. Well, join the Patreon and support the thing. And we're going to be doing this, and we're going to tighten up some of the Patreon things. But broadly, it's a chance for you to thank us, and we will thank you back. And among the perks is getting to watch this video and other ones like it from the next many Mondays at your leisure, whenever you like. And you can, of course, get quick snaps the way you always have, wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes and Stitcher and Amazon and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, thanks for subscribing and listening, everybody. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Hope your fantasy and real dreams come true. And stay safe, everybody. Wear your masks. Be good to each other. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace.